وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to take this منظومة called المنظومة الميمية في الوصايا والآداب العلمية. It is a poem which is mimiya. It ends with the letter meme. Every letter, every line of it ends with meme. That's why the author named it Al-Manzumatul Mimiya. في الوصايا والآداب العلمية. It's about advices and the etiquettes of the ilm. Or Author by العلامة حافظ بن ابن أحمد الحكمي رحمه الله المتوفى سنة 77 و300 و1000 هجرية رحمه الله. تحقيق أبي همام محمد بن علي الصومعي البيضائي البيضاني عفى الله عنه بمنه وإحسانه. As we see here, the Hafid, the author of the Manzuma, Hafid ibn Ahmad al-Hakami, from the great scholars, even though he wasn't that old in age-wise, but he has many books, many beneficial books. The Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died 1377 Hijri. How many years from his death time? The Shaykh, he passed away 1377 Hijriya. 68, Ahsant, Barakallah, 68 years. Few of us were alive at the time. 68 years. Before that, he passed away, Rahimahullah. But still, his ilm, he taught, is being benefited from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and have mercy upon him. By the way, does the Sheikh need to make dua for him? If he was a great scholar, does he still need to make dua for him, Allah to forgive him? Yes, everyone needs that. Even the prophets, the Salli ala al-Anbiya, is making dua for them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's Allah praises and gives peace to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you say Sahaba radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them. You are making dua for them. The ulama, rahimahumullah, may Allah have mercy upon them. Mercy upon them. So everyone needs dua. Because, Tayyib, the Shaykh, rahimahullah, Hafiz al-Hakami, He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala alaihi wa huwa ahlul hamdi wa ni'ami. Dhil mulki wal malakuti al-wahidi samadil barril muhaymini mubdil khalqi min adami. Man allama an-nasa ma la ya'lamuna wabil bayani antaqahum wal khati bil qalami. Thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari akrami mab'uthin. ثم الصلاة على المختار أكرم مبعوث بخير هدى في أفضل الأمم والآل والصحب والأتباع قاطبة والتابعين بإحسان لنهجهم ما لاح نجم وما شمس ضحى طلعت وعد أنفاس ما في الكون من نسم نعم ما لاح نجم وما شمس ضحى طلعت وعد أنفاس ما في الكون من نسمه. The Sheikh rahimahullah started with this manzuma ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعني بسم الله أبدأ أو أكتب. With the name of Allah, by the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I write or I start. So he started with the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why? Where's the wisdom behind that? Yes. At-tawassul, bi-asma'illahi wa sifati, to get nearest, to get close to Allah through his names and attributes. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you remember Allah, you mention Allah, you praise Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you. طيب. So يتوصل. You're getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names and attributes. How many names of Allah here? Bismillah, Allah, and Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. These three names are the most names in the Quran. The name Allah is the most name of Allah mentioned in the Quran. Then Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala start his Quran, his speech with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to start with the letters. When he write a letter, he used to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then the Shaykh said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala alaihi wa huwa ahlul hamdi wa ni'ami. Alhamdulillah, all praises and thanks be to Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the creation, ala alaihi, for his blessings and favors. وَهُوَ أَهْلُ الْحَمْدِ. And Allah is the one who deserves praise and thanks. وَالنِّعَمِ. And he is the one who gives the blessings. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد means two things. الثناء والشكر. الحمد, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَزَّ وَجَلْ for his beautiful names and attributes. You praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say good about Allah azza wa jal because of his attributes, names, descriptions. Asma'ihi al-husna wa sifatihi al-ula. Also, you say alhamdulillah means you thank Allah for his blessings. As the Shaykh said at the end of the line, وَهُوَ أَهْلُ الْحَمْدِ وَالنِّعَمِ. It's he, Allah, who deserves the praise. نعم. And والنعم. It's he who subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the blessings. To understand, when someone tells you now, for instance, someone in Pakistan, he is there, he is very generous, he is very kind, he is very helpful to the people, he is very knowledgeable, he harms no one, but only benefits. You praise that person, and you say good about that person, even though that person did nothing for you. He didn't do anything for you, he never met you. You don't expect ever to meet him, or even he is someone who even didn't born yet. But because of his good quality, because of his good name, descriptions, actions, you say good about him. This is a praise. If that person does favor for you, and then you praise him, that means you thank him. He gives you something. He makes you happy. He takes care of you. You say good about him, means you thank him for what he did for you of favors. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is he who has the best in both. It is he who has the best names, and he has subhanahu wa ta'ala the best attributes and descriptions. Subhanahu is al-akram, the most generous. He is al-alim, the all-knowing, al-sami', the all-hearing, al-basir, the all-seeing. سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل يسأل الله المعبود بحق, the one who is worshipped with truth, الرحمن الرحيم, the most gracious, the most merciful, الحي القيوم, the ever living, the controller, سبحانه وتعالى. So you praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى for his beautiful names and descriptions. Also you praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى for his favors upon you and upon the creation. طيب الحمد لله, all praises, and this al, الالف واللام هنا للاستغراق, كل الحمد, all the praises and thanks is due to Allah Azza wa Jal. Even when you praise the messengers of Allah, you say good about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, good about Prophet Isa, Musa, Ibrahim, Nuh, others alayhim salatu wa salam, you say good about them, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who deserves the praise. It's He who gave them whatever they have of good quality, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is Allah haqiqa wa lahu alhamdu kulluhu. Alhamdulillah, all praises and thanks be to Allah. Allah is al-ma'budu bihaq, the one who is worshipped with truth. Ilah is God. The word ilah in English is God, is the one who is worshipped. Whether it's worship with truth or whether it's worship with falsehood, that's the meaning of ilah. Allah is al-ma'budu bihaq, the one who is worshipped with truth. Therefore, the name Allah is only given to Allah Azza wa Jal, no one else. Unlike ilah, gods. فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمُ الَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ لَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ. So, false gods are called gods. And everyone beside Allah is false god who is being worshipped. Allah هو الإله الحق سبحانه وتعالى, هو الله. All praise and thanks be to Allah, رب العالمين, the Lord of the creation. والعالم ما سوى الله. عالم is anything other than Allah عز وجل, is the creation. The Lord of the creation. Not only the Lord of all that exists, all that existed, what existed, what will exist, what will not, if it would. It is Allah who is the Lord of all the creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rabb, in Arabic language, is As-Sayyid Al-Muta'. As-Sayyid is the leader, is the head. He's the one, he's the Rabbul Bayt, the owner. The Malik, the king. Al-Imam al-Jarir Tabari, he mentioned, it comes in the Quran, three meanings. The most main ones are Rabb, the owner, and Rabb, the leader, the controller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator, He is the owner, He is the controller of everyone and everything. Huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. So, this is the beginning. It's a verse in the Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And as the people of knowledge mentioned, this verse consists of the three aspects of Tawheed. Alhamdulillah, all praises and thanks and good quality and descriptions and attributes for Allah. What type of Tawheed is? Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. You praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every attribute He has. Subhanahu of knowledge, of power, of ilm. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, of face, of hands. Allah has the best. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, all praises, the names of Allah, the description of Allah, the rules of Allah, the actions of Allah, all are the best. So, you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, lillah. All praise and thanks for the one, to the one who is worshipped with truth. Lillah. That's tawheed of al-uluhiyya. Allah, the one who is worshipped with haq, with truth. No one else deserves to be worshipped. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the creation, the creator, the owner, the controller. What type of tawheed? Al-Rububiyya. Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks be to Allah. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the creation. Here you have tawheed al-uluhiyya, al-asma wa sifat, then you have tawheed al-Rububiyya. The ulama, they say, tawheed al-Rububiyya min adillati. توحيد الألوهية. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lordship, and that He is the Lord, He is the creator, He is the owner, He is the controller, is a proof for His tawheed of uluhiyyah, that He is one subhanahu wa ta'ala in His worship. Since Allah is the one who created you, control all your affairs, your life, your death, your success, your loss, everything is in His hand alone, not in the hand of an angel or a human or other creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the blessings, all the favors, everything good you have, any calamity being protected, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guarantees you that. He should be subhanahu the one to deserve to worship Him alone. And the dalil. With dalil aqli aydan, is also intellectual proof that the one who gives you, the one who aids you, the one who protects you, the one who has control over you, the one who gives you all life, He should be subhanahu the one to worship Him alone. The one to have hope in Him, the one to fear of Him, the one to remember Him, the one to love Him, the one to give Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, your humbleness. Prophet Zakaria, no, Prophet Yahya, Allah command, Prophet Yahya, 5 commands to act according to 5 commands. And he command him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also Allah command Prophet Yahya to also call the people of the children of Israel, the Muslims at the time, to do so. He gathered them in Masjid al-Aqsa. And he start warning against shirk. And he gave an example. He said, like someone who has he's a master, he has a slave, and he bring him in his place. He said, work for me, do this job, and he is working for someone else. Who is going to be, who is going to accept that? The answer is no. In our time understanding, if you hire, you have a company, you hire someone, employee, you give him salary, you make him in your office, you say, this is my office. At the end of every month, I give you this amount of paycheck from 8 a.m. to that time. Do the job. He say, okay. But he doesn't do the job for you. He does for another company. Even though he's using your own office, he's using your own property. And he even also getting salary from you at the end of the month. You delay 1 hour, he get mad. He may even sue you. But he is doing the job for someone else. Will you be happy with that? No one. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is He who, before He created us, He created the heaven and the earth. And He make life ready for us. Then He create our father, our mother. And then we come to this dunya. He created us in our mother's womb. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, from water to different stages. He make us out of mother's womb while we hear, we see. We have eyes to see. We have ears, we have heart, we are a human being alive. We just get older, we just grow. Otherwise, when you're born, you are who you are. You are the eyes, you are the ears, you have the heart, you are everything you have. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our mother's womb, how we eat, how we drink, how we use bathroom, how we survive, 8 months, 9 months, more or less, being taken care of. Even our parents are not aware of that. It is Allah. And then when we come out, Allah open another way to survive, to eat, to drink. He guide us. Life is already there. Then 24 hours, your heart, your system is functioning, your brain. Rain, the sun, the moon, the day, the night, the wind, the tree, the animal, everything. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who deserves to worship Him alone. Turn around and worshiping someone else, images, statue, man, objects. It is unjust. It is the greatest oppression. It is giving the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to someone else. And it's not accepted, even intellectually. Think about you giving someone to something. So we mentioned, but he is thanking somebody else. Yes. This brother next to me, he give me $10. I say to another one, the other side, thank you. He give me $30, another one to the left side, thank you. Will he continue giving to me? No, he will not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves to be worshipped, to be praised. Therefore, it's shirk to praise other than Allah for that which only Allah gave it to you. Allah brought the rain. You thank having rain, because having rain, rain coming, you thank in the stars. You praise the stars. مُطِرْنَا بِنَوْءِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Rain come because of that star. You praise the awliya. We have rain because of that, because we worship, because we pray, because we love the saints. The airplane safe lands safely. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. All this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is He who gave it to you. It is He who make easy for you. It is He who give you provision. Subhanahu, He should be the one to praise Him, to love Him, to remember Him for that. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَ وَمَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا لَيَقُولُنَّ Allah. What's after that? قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. If you ask them who sent down the water from the sky and give His cause the earth to live, bring all these kinds of food, provision, they will say, surely it's Allah. Our worshipers used to accept that. Quraysh, who created the heaven, the earth, who bring rain, who bring life, they say Allah. But they end up thanking other than Allah, idols and saints and images. Allah said, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say, all praise and thanks be to Allah. All praise and thanks be to Allah. So you see, it's Subhanahu is the one who brings rain, one who gives you life, water, food, help you to survive, to exist. Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks be to Allah. So don't praise Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for mada, for that which Allah gave it to you, for having children, for having health, and the like. If you do that, here you fell into shirk, and that's what some of the deviators, they do that. They praise Ahlul Bayt, the family Ahlul Bayt, Fatima, Ali, Hussein, Mahdi, someone who is not alive yet. They praise him for what Allah gave it to them. This is shirk. هذا حق الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the creation. على آلائه سبحانه وتعالى, for His آلاء, for His favors, for His blessings. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. There is Surah Al-Ala, Surah Al-Rahman. 31 times Allah mentioned آلاء, favors. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Which of the blessings of your Lord, the favor of your Lord, you, O human and jinn, you disbelief. You cannot believe any. It's out there. It's in you. So, آلاء, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So whatsoever of favors, of blessings upon you is from Allah. Not from just to happen, not from the Big Bang or Mother Nature or who and that. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. On the other hand, affliction, difficult, illness, sicknesses, grief, mention problems took place, only Him is the one who can relieve it, can release it. Subhanahu wa yamsaska Allahu bi dur fala kashifa lahu illa hu wa yamsaska bi khairin fa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir wa in ta'uddu ni'mata Allahi la tuhsuha. If you were count the blessings of Allah, you can't count the blessings of Allah. Just only in health, your eyes being health, your skin, your veins, your bones, your everything. You can't account, let alone giving thanks to Allah for that. وَهُوَ أَهْلُ الْحَمْدِ وَالنِّعَمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who deserves the hamd, the praising and thanking. وَالنِّعَمِ, subhanahu is the one who gives the ni'am, the blessings. The Shaykh said, continue, ذِي الْمُلْكِ وَالْمَلَكُوتِ الْوَاحِدِ الصَّمَدِ الْبَرِّ الْمُهَيْمِنِ مُبْدِ الْخَلْقِ مِنْ عَدَمِ. ذِي الْمُلْكِ, Allah, who is the one, the mulk, the kingdom is for Him. وَالْمَلَكُوتِ صِيغَةٌ مُبَالَغَةٌ مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. الْوَاحِد, the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is one, واحد in the Quran. قل الله الواحد القهار. لمن الملك اليوم؟ لله الواحد القهار. واحد والزمين أبو واحد، الله سبحانه وتعالى واحد في ذاته، واحد في صفاته، واحد في أسمائه، واحد في أفعاله، واحد في أحكامه. He سبحانه وتعالى is one عز وجل in himself. سبحانه وتعالى He is one in his attributes and descriptions. He is one in his actions سبحانه وتعالى. فلا شبيه له ولا مثل له ولا ند له. He is one in his lordship. He is one in his ألوهية. No one deserves to be worshipped. So Allah is واحد, he's unique. قل والله أحد. No one similar to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. No one is equal to Allah. No one is equivalent to Allah. Allah is one. ليس كمثله شيء. Allah الصمد. صمد is one of the names of Allah. In the Quran one time, قل والله أحد, Allah الصمد. Many of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have more than one meaning in Arabic. It doesn't have only one meaning. From that is the name of As-Samad. الذي يقصد إليه الحوائج، الذي لا جوف له، الغني، الرب، السيد. سبحانه وتعالى As-Samad is like a Rabb, the Lord. The one who needs no one and everyone needs. الذي يقصد إليه الحوائج, the one who is intended for the need, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bar, huwa al-Wahid, al-Samad, al-Bar. These are names of Allah. Al-Wahid, al-Samad, al-Bar. Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu, inna huwa al-Bar al-Rahim. Min al-Bir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Azza wa Jal. Yurabbi ibadahu bi-birrihi wa ihsanihi. Was al-Bir, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Bar, was the meaning of al-Bar? Innahu al-Bar al-Rahim. Bar, Bar al-Rahim. Same thing, a lot of meaning. Kind, mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, generous, caring, azza wa jal. Al-Muhaymin, the same thing, one of the names of Allah. Al-Muhaymin, the one who watch over his creation. Al-Muhaymin, the one who control over his slaves, his creation, he has control over them, he watch over them. Ay al-Shahid al-Raqib. Wa-Muhaymin alayh. مبدي الخلق, the star of the creation. الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيد. It's Allah who created the creation. هو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيد وهو أهون عليه وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. It is Allah who created the creation. Creation has a beginning. It's not someone, something continued ever. لا. It is only Allah subhanahu existing ever. As for the creation, it has a beginning. Don't be confused with tasalsul al-hawadith. Every creation must have a beginning. That's why it's a creation. And it is Allah who created, who started it. Mubdi al-khalq, he is the starter. Subhanahu badi'u samawat. The creation, min adam, from nothing. From nothing. The creation wasn't existing. Was nothing, whatever. The soul, the body, nothing was existing. Allah Ta'ala al-insani hiyunu min al-dahl lam yakun shay'an madhkuran. Wa khalaqtuka min qablu wa lam taku shay'an. Shay'an fi nakira fi siyagh al-nafi tufidu al-umum. You were nothing. There was time, the creation, any creation was nothing. Nothing of that creation was existing. Then after that, Allah created subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, man allama an-nasa ma la ya'lamuna wa bil bayan, man allama an-nasa ma la ya'lamuna wa bil bayani antaqahum wal khatti bil qalami. Man allama an-nas, Allah, man hu mawsula, allama an-nas, who taught man, the people. Allah who taught the people. Ma la ya'lamu, that which they didn't know it. Allah who taught people what they didn't know it, that what they didn't know it. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Allah who taught man that which he didn't know it. There was time you had no knowledge whatsoever. Then Allah made for you the tools to know, the ears, the eyes, the heart. Allah أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah made you out of your mother's womb while you know nothing. You didn't know anything. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah made for you the hearing, the sight, the hearts. Without hearts, someone can learn anything? لا. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you may be thankful to Allah. Don't be arrogant because you see, because you hear, because you understand. MashaAllah, Allah make you smart. It is Allah who make you that. Don't belittle those who are blind, those who are deaf, those who are mentally sick. It is Allah who decreed that for a wisdom. And from that, you healthy to thank Allah for that. Alhamdulillah, الذي نعم عفاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. You would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. المهم, Allah taught man which they didn't know it. وبال بيان أنطقهم والخط بالقلم أي وأنطقهم بالبيان والخط بالقلم. The people clarify and express what's in them by a notq, by talking, speaking. And also والخط بالقلم, by writing with a pen. So when you talk, when you speak, you say, I need water, people know what you want. You clarify your point. Also, you write it down. Instead of talking, you write it down. You also clarify. You clarify, you make clarification by writing with a pen. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Allah taught man the bayan, the clarification, to clarify. And that's from the thing that human are different than the animal. Animal don't clarify. Have you ever seen two cats? Anyway, طيب. The human, they talk. They talk whether they are Chinese or they, whatever language they use. Some language, subhanAllah, only Allah knows how the people first learn it. It's very difficult. To you, but to it is people easy. Allah made easy for them. Al-Muhim, so the human, they talk, they speak. Also, human, Allah gave them intellect. Allah gave them intellect. طيب من علم الناس ما لا يعلمون وبالبيان أنطقهم والخط بالقلم ثم الصلاة على المختار أكرم مبعوث بخير هدى في أفضل الأمم. After praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى, mention that he سبحانه وتعالى has all praise and thanks. It is the one who deserves to be worshipped. It is the Lord, he is سبحانه, the Lord of the creation. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his beautiful names, attributes, and actions, and for his favors and blessings. And that Allah is the king, he has the kingdom, he is the one. Subhanahu, he is the Lord. He is the one who watched over his creation, have control over them. He is one who started the creation from nothing. He is one who taught man that which he didn't know. And taught them the clarification by talking, by writing with a pen. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is tawassul. He's getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his names and attributes. The Shaykh said, ثم الصلاة على المختار أكرم مبعوث بخير هدى في أفضل الأمة. ثم then, الصلاة على المختار, الصلاة, praise, الثناء على المختار, on the chosen one. Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who has been مختار, مصطفى, the one who is chosen. Allah يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس. Allah chooses subhanahu wa ta'ala the messengers from the angels and from the human. So as-salat, praise on the مختار, the one who is chosen, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akrami mab'uthin, the most honorable among those who were sent. Akramur rusul, the most honorable of those who were mab'uthun, those who were sent. Bi khayri hudan, who was sent with the best guidance. The best guidance. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد. So the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he was sent with the best guidance. في أفضل الأمم, he was sent to the best of the nations. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس خير الناس قرني. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to the best of the nations, the Muslim Ummah. والآلي أي ثم الصلاة على الآلي. Also praise for the آل, the believing family members of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the relative of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, but those who were Muslims, like Ali رضي الله عنه, Al-Abbas, Hamza, Hassan, Hussein, Fatima, and others. The relative of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the believers. والصحبي and the companion, all of them. والأتباعي and those who followed them, قاطبة, all of them, كلهم. The التابعين والتابعين بإحسان لنهجهم, والتابعين and those who follow them بإحسان, with perfection, with goodness, لنهجهم, on their methodology. So the praise, the salah to be for the chosen messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best messenger who was sent with the best guidance to the best ummah. Also the salah to be on the Al, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the believing. And his companion and those who followed them, all of them. The tabi'in and those who followed them with ihsan. So maybe he make the wal atba' first for the poem. Otherwise, والآل والصحب والتابعين والاتباع بإحسان لنهجهم. So the Sheikh, he makes صلي على هؤلاء, صلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آل البيت وعلى الصحابة وعلى التابعين بإحسان لنهجهم. الله سأل القرآن, يا أيها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. In this ayah, to make salat and salam, salat على النبي and تسليم, two things. And in the hadith, when you are in tashahud, السلام على صلاته, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى آل محمد. آل محمد, here it means to the family, the believing members of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first and foremost. يعني the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again the believers, not Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talib was the uncle, but they are not included here. It's not allowed to make dua for a disbeliever. ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربة. Even if he is closest relative, you are not allowed to make dua for a disbeliever who passed away. When he's alive, yes, for worldly things, and Allah to guide him. After he passed away, you're not allowed. So, this al, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the believers. Also, al means atba', the followers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخل آل فرعون. The day the قيامة is established, what it will be said to the angels, أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. Enter آل فرعون, the آل of فرعون. Does this mean his family members, his relative? What do you mean, all of them? The followers, not family members. Not making enter Fir'aun's family members to the hellfire. Why? Because from Fir'aun's family, his wife, who's a believer. Wife is the wife of the man. Is it from Ahlul Bayt, from the family members? The wife of the man? Yes. So the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are they from Ahlul Bayt? The Rafid, they don't agree with you that. They say Ahlul Bayt, they don't include the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How you answer to them? Amazing, those people, they claim that the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say the family of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are ma'sumun, free from khata. And they make the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of that. And if you ask them, where is the proof that they are ma'sumun? They use verse that was about the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the family. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. They use this word تَطْهِيرًا means معصوم. Purification, no sin. And they say so much ill about the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While this ayat, from beginning to the end, is about the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya nisa al-nabi, ya nisa al-nabi, ya nisa al-nabi. Waqarna, stay fi buyutikun, in your houses. Wala tabarrajna tabarruj al-jahiliyyati al-ula. Don't expose your beauty, oh female. This is about female. It's not about male. As those jahiliyyah. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ نُونُ النِّسْوَى. Mention what's being recited in your houses of آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. أَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish the prayer. Give zakah. وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Obey Allah and His Messenger. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجَالَ. نعم. Now, عَنْكُمْ is included both male and female. أهل البيت. أي أهل البيت. وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطِيرًا وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ وَذْكُرْنَا نُونَ النِّسْوَى. So the ayat before that, the beginning of the ayah after that, and they say it's not about the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. المهم, even though this ayah doesn't show perfection, doesn't show pure from mistakes, because that's not even for the messengers. Even messengers, رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُ, may mistake. A messenger of Allah made mistake. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfect, azza wa jal. Wahda huwa al-kamil fi sifati. Amma al-makhluq, fahuwa makhluq. Afa Allahu anka lima adhinta lahum, hatta yatabayyana laka alladhina sadaqu wa ta'lam al-kadhibin. Na fatahna laka fatham mubin liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddam min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhar. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wa staghfirhu innahu kana tawwaban. So the messenger of Allah, but the messenger of Allah, the prophet of Allah, Allah will correct them. They don't intend to disobey Allah, the messengers of Allah. They don't commit a major sin. But mistake can happen, opinion. And if it happened, they will not be left. They will be corrected, unlike the rest. وَالْآلِ وَالصَّحْبِ وَالْأَتْبَاعِ قَاطِبَةً. So الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أهل البيت وعلى أهله وعلى الصحابة. Allah said, هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. Allah makes salli on you, O believers. And the angels, they make also salli on you. So making salli on the believer has a proof. Allah does that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His angels do that. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. Allah يصلي على المؤمنين. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, when someone used to bring sahaba sadaqah, zakah, he used to say, Allahumma salli ala Abi Awfa. Allahumma salli ala Abi Awfa. لأن Allah commanded him. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم. Some of those Shia, they say, why are you making salli ala sahaba? Where is the proof? He say, why are you making salli ala the companion? Where is that in Quran and Sunnah? When Shia guy say, you innovators. You Shia tell us about innovations? Subhanallah. You are the beginner of the innovation taken from Christianity. All the Muslim innovations taken from Christianity through Shia. Then Sufia. Then all the way. It's known. But anyway, yes, Allah said, هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. Allah makes salli on the believers. And the angels make salli on the believers. And Allah command the messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, to make salli on the one who gives sadaqa. وصلي عليهم, make salli on them. So he used to do that, صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what is the issue? To make salli on the sahaba of the messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are including the followers, and they are including the believers. Rather, they are the foremost of the believers. But هؤلاء الشيعة, they say that because والعياذ بالله, they make takfir on the sahaba except a few. And they make takfir on the sahaba means they don't accept the Quran being the speech of Allah. They don't accept the sunnah. And they claim to be Muslims. Somebody believe Quran is not the book of Allah, it's not complete. There is something taken away, there is something added to. How can he be a Muslim? What Islam is? With that, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, Ya Fatima, one of them, he tell me every morning, he says, Ya Mahdi, unsurni, Ya Fatima, unsurni, Ya Ali, unsurni. Every morning. Fatima radiallahu anha, she is not even aware of you. She doesn't know you exist or not. Subhanallah. Let alone Mahdi, who even didn't born yet. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar. So, to make salli on the sahaba, what tabi'een, and those who follow the bi ihsan with good. Laysa bi amaniyikum wala amaniy ahli al-kitab. Ma ya'mal su'an yujza bi. It's not claim. I love the companion. While the reality is different. If someone is not on the path of the companion in aqidah, in creed-wise, in action-wise, in ibadah-wise, he doing the opposite, is not going to help him. Just يعني الانتماء بلا إحسان لا يفيد. والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. It's not what you claim. The Christian and Jewish, they say, none will enter Jannah but Jewish. None will enter Jannah but Christian. قالت اليهود ليس وقالت اليهود والنصارى وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. No one will enter Jannah except Jewish and نصارى. It's not claim. Allah said, ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. Oh, you believer, oh, you Muslim. It's not your amani. It's not what your wishes. And it's not the wishes of the people of the book. The issue is not wishes. It's a reality. من يعمل سوءا يجزى به. Whoever does evil will be rewarded. قالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن. The one who has إخلاص and إحسان, he does action for the sake of Allah. and he does it the way Allah legislated. This is the one who Allah promised him, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. But the one who is not upon Tawheed, or he is not upon Sunnah, then he doesn't have that guarantee. After that, if he says, I am a special person, just like Jewish, حتى they say, قال لن تمسنا النار إلا أيام معدودات. They say, we're not going to hellfire, but even if it happened, we're going to be in hellfire just a number of days. It's not claim, it's not wishes. It's a reality. It's a reality. Then the Shaykh said, we conclude with the end, last line of the Muqaddimah, the introduction. مَا لَاحَ نَجْمٌ وَمَا شَمْسُ الضُّحَى طَلَعَتْ وَعَدُّ أَنْفَاسِ مَا فِي الْكَوْنِ مِنْ نَسَمِ. يعني الصلاة, the praise to be on the chosen one, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best messenger who was sent with the best guidance to the best ummah, and also on his family members, his companions, those who followed them with good. This salah to be on them all, how long? مَا لَاحَ أي مَا طَلَعَ نَجْمٌ وَمَا شَمْسُ الضُّحَى طَلَعَتْ أي وَمَا طَلَعَتْ شَمْسُ الضُّحَى. As long the star rises and the sun rises, means day and night. Day and night, salli and praise and peace. Some ulama, they say, as-salli means rahmah. Jamhur ahli ilm. Mercy, they say that. Some ulama say, la, salat wa thana. Kama qala Abu al-Ali wa ghayru. Al-muhim, so day and night, as-sall, praise and mercy and peace be upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family members, the believers, his companion, and those who followed them, day and night. وَعَدُّ أَنْفَاسِ مَا فِي الْكَوْنِ مِنْ نَسَمِ. And the number of the breath of the creation in the universe, the number of the breath of the that which is in the universe, مِنْ نَسَمِ مَذَا of soul. So the number of the soul, the number of breath, يعني, I don't know how to say it. نعم. Who help me? Allah help him. وَعَدُّ أَنْفَاسِ مَا فِي الْكَوْنِ مِنْ نَسَمِ. نسم, نفس, صحيح, روح. طيب, وَعَدُّ أَنْفَاسِ breathe. So the number of breathing, number of the breath of every each soul, ahsant, the number of breath of each one in the universe of soul, of creation. So how many creations on the universe, and each creation like you, how many time you breathing the same day? Yes, breath. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Yes. Breath. How many times you breathe in a day? One creation. The number of breath of the creation be upon on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tabi'u, the sahaba, and those who followed them. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim wa alhaqna Allahu bihim. Subhanakallahu bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.